was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Welcome everyone to beautiful downtown Bemidji. Glad you could join us. We're going to be green cheese tonight. So let's get ready.
Every night when the sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man's moon, not a mouse. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
This is 91.7 KXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE. Welcome everyone to Green Cheese, our trivia show every Saturday night. First of all, a big thank you to Greg Tix. That was a very good On the River show, 4 to 7. I'm taking notes. I'm your volunteer host tonight, Mike Berry. So glad to be in the chair. I'm here till 9 o'clock, obviously. And then our KXE After Dark series tonight is Rockabilly. Looking forward to that with Ken McBride and Mark Hicks in the studio as well in beautiful downtown Bemidji. So before we get going on the Green Cheese, we have to, you know, throw a few guidelines out there. First of all, as you call in and you hear the phone ringing, step away from your device. If not, we have that echo and delay and all that, you know, radio stuff to do that. So, and it's a family show, so act accordingly. Thank you for that. So, okay, let's get into some questions on green cheese. Number one, which is the largest country in the world by area which does not have a Pacific Ocean coastline? In which year was the Magna Carta signed following a brief civil war in England? Which part of the eye changes to control light going into the eye? What bone is sometimes called the funny bone? Where in the body are new blood cells made? And what stops blood from flowing backwards? Got a few health questions here. What is the study of time called? And what planet is completely covered by clouds? Our phone number for all trivia tonight is 218-326-1234. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I want to answer the question about the Magna Carta.
Yeah, what you got?
Is it 1609?
I've got a different a different answer on that. So.
Darn it. All right.
So where are you calling from?
Hondo's Heroes from Brainerd.
Brainerd, okay. All right. Well, keep on calling.
All right, thank you.
Keep on making it
work. Yeah, signal your turns in the roundabout. Thank you.
Good idea. Thanks.
Bye.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Has the I question been answered?
Not yet. You're the second caller tonight. So.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Iris.
I've got something different on that one. So.
You do?
Yeah, which changes size to control light going into the eye.
All right.
Okay, so where are you calling from, sir?
Calling from Anoka.
Anoka calling in tonight. Well, thanks for calling in, Anoka, but
yeah.
Please keep on. Any shout-outs or anything like that?
Oh, let's say hello to the Bog Witch.
Indeed. All right. Thanks, sir.
All right. Try later.
Keep on. Yep.
Yep.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, Mike. Simon the Lakes here.
Simon.
Well, I could go for the easier questions or the maybe more slightly more controversial one.
Okay.
We'll go for the controversial one, and if you disagree, I might quibble a bit. But anyway, the largest country by landmass, I think it was, that doesn't have a Pacific Ocean coastline, I would say is Brazil.
You got it, Simon.
Okay, gotcha. Because I never. Some people might say that other parts, little bits of various seas, are considered. Oh, that's the such and such sea, not part of the Pacific. But anyway, we agree on that, so that's good news.
Off to a good start.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir. Shout out to everybody, and thanks so much for hosting as always.
Thanks a lot, Simon. Keep on calling.
Yeah. Take care. Bye bye.
Yep. Bye. Hello. You're on Green Cheese. Hello. Issue there. Moving on. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey.
Hello.
I had a question for the funny bone.
Yes.
Is that the humerus?
It is the humerus, the funny bone.
That is. Okay, thank you.
You got it. Where are you calling in from?
Calling from the Breezeway in Virginia.
Breezeway in Virginia. All right. So up in the range. Excellent.
So, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Keep on calling. Yep, so long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
The fellow from Virginia in the Breezeway just took my question. I was ready for the anatomy stuff, and the answer all would have been humerus.
Yes.
But, and all the others were taken, and that's all good.
Okay, well, yeah, there'll be more questions, several more tonight, so.
A quick shout-out. This is Larry the Liar from West Eveleth, mm-hmm. and I'd like to give a shout-out to Rob Peterson and the Caviar crew down in Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota.
Sounds fancy, but yeah, thanks for doing that. Shout-out to those guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Along. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Brandy Joe from Northeast. How are you?
Doing well, Brandy Joe. How are you doing?
I'm great. I think I might have an answer to the eye question.
Yeah.
Is it the lens?
No, I've got something different here.
Oh, crudderola. All right. Well, you're doing a great job. Have a good night.
Well, thanks,
shoot. Hey. I should give a shout out, actually.
Sure thing.
I'd like to give a shout out to Klaus and Granty Poo.
Okay, indeed. So.
Thank you.
Thank you. It works better when the technology works. I love technology. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Is it me?
It is you.
Oh, hey, Julie. Mike, it's Julie Crabb.
That's Julie.
In downtown Meadowlands.
Yes.
Did you actually get the funny bone answer?
I did. A couple people called in. It, so
I heard that, but I didn't hear what they said. And I added ulnar bone.
It was the humerus is what we're looking for.
Well, I thought it was the anyway.
Yeah.
So they're right. I'm wrong. And Brandy Joe Bachman, it was good to hear from you and good to see you at the picnic. And that's all I've got. Hey to everybody.
Well, thanks, Julie. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. And keep on if you'd like.
Bye.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, first of all, I want to say I think it's humorous how many people know the funny bone.
Indeed, it's a lot.
And second of all, the part of the eye that controls the amount of light that is allowed to enter is the pupil?
It is the pupil. You are correct, sir.
Fantastic.
So where are you calling in from today?
This is the Dairy Household calling from Grand Rapids, and I want to give a shout-out to the robot from G-Rock.
All right. Thanks for doing it. Northeast Minnesota is well represented so far tonight.
Have a great night.
You too. Thanks for calling. Yep. Bye. Whoop. Let's do that. A couple more questions out here. Which planet is completely covered by clouds? And which planets are on either side of the asteroid belt in our solar system? What gives red blood cells their color? And what's the name of the hotel in the book and the movie The Shining? Looking for the name of the hotel. And which Cormac McCarthy thriller features a post-apocalyptic journey of a boy and his father? How long does Robinson Crusoe spend on the island? And who is Sherlock Holmes' brother? And what hobby does Sherlock Holmes take up when he retires? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Mike. Simon of the Lakes again. Well, a couple here, but I think we'll go with, as it's been out for a while, where most blood cells, you ask, you're not specifically red blood cells, because that's where blood cells are made, right?
Yeah, where in the body are new blood cells made?
Yeah, most of them are made in the bone marrow.
Indeed, in the bones.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Simon.
Yep, good night.
Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Dick from the garage.
Hello.
I'm on hold here, and I got somebody answered my pupil for the eye, but I take a shot at that study of time, maybe is horology?
Yes, it is. Horology. You got it.
Okay, well, I got to give a shout-out to Mojo. He's not in the sauna tonight. I know he's up north, probably sitting on the end of his dock, listening, trying to get some waves in so he can hear.
So you have personal knowledge on his whereabouts tonight. So.
Well, I know where he's at. He's okay. A good buddy of mine, so I know where he's at.
So,
but anyway, shout out to all the cheesers tonight, friends of the White Tail, and I'll try to get in again.
Please do.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm calling to answer about the planets on either side of the asteroid belt.
Yeah.
It's Mars and Jupiter.
You are correct. You got it.
I learned that from a song that we had on a cassette tape in my childhood van.
The benefit of music, right? So, yeah.
So true. This is the Riley Lake Bunch. The shout out to the Chisholm Cheesers and Nina.
All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Gina from Breezeway in Virginia.
Yeah.
Did you get an answer for the what prevents blood from flowing backwards?
No, you are the first one to call on that.
Oh, I think it's the heart valve.
The valves, yes, you are correct.
Yeah. Okay. I know that because I have a heart murmur, and they always tell me my blood flows backwards, and that's what causes the heart murmur.
Personal knowledge, firsthand knowledge of that, so all right.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Please do keep on.
Bye.
Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. Has anybody answered the question on what gives red blood its color red?
No, you're the first one on that.
All right, I'm going to give it a shot at hemoglobin.
Yes, you got it.
Perfect. Everyone else got all the rest of them, so I thought I'd try that one.
There'll be a few more. Where are you calling in from?
This is the Langs in Northfield, and we'll give a shout-out to the IQ Islanders.
Excellent. Well, thanks for calling.
You bet. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello again.
Yeah.
Has the blood question been answered?
We have a couple blood ones. Which one? But, yeah. Which
the color.
The color it has, but what do you have?
Heme.
Hemoglobin, yes. So.
Yeah, hemoglobin. And I checked about the iris, and pupil is incorrect.
Really?
The pupil only changes size because of the iris opening and closing around it, depending on the light levels.
Okay, I've got to go back to my
source. Like in a camera.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So, well, thanks for the clarification.
Anyway, no problem. So, all right.
Is this an okay?
You got another one for me?
Let's see.
What was the other blood question?
There was what stops blood from flowing backwards, and how? Where in the body
the
are
valves
new blood
cells? And the veins?
Yep, the valves. You got it. You got it. So, all right. We'll have to get a few more. So,
All right. I'll settle for that for now.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, Mike. Simon of the Lakes again one more time. Sorry, I'll ease up a bit after this one. But anyway, I'd also support the gentleman who just called in and said it is actually all the pupil is a hole, and it's... the iris is what adjusts, and so as the iris moves, then the hole in the middle of it is what we call the pupil. So it is actually the iris that adjusts. So anyway, the pupil is what we see, just the hole in the middle of the iris, basically. So anyway, I think he's probably accurate. But anyway, that much said, I don't think anyone's answered what planet is covered by cloud, have they? Mostly by cloud.
Yeah, right. No one has. So.
Venus.
Correct. You got it, Simon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. So long. Good night.
Yep. Hello, sir. You're on Green Cheese.
Mike.
Hello.
Hey, has anyone answered the question about what planet is covered in clouds?
Someone just got it, but what was your answer?
At Venus, how about Magna Carta? Has that been answered yet?
It's still open.
I think it was 1215.
You are correct. You are correct. So.
Nice.
You know your history.
All right. Shout out to Craig and Travis listening tonight.
No doubt our San Antonio and Houston contingents are online tonight. So.
Absolutely. All right, brother. Have a great night.
Thank you, sir.
Great show.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike. This is migrating warblers, usually in Bemidji, but we're camping down in Missouri tonight with a lot of cicadas. I don't know if you can hear them or not, but boy, it's loud down here. Maybe it's crickets. I don't know. Anyway, question about the brother of Sherlock Holmes, right?
Yeah.
I think that was Mycroft.
You are right. Yes, it is.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Can I give a shout out?
Please do.
OJ in Prairie City, Oregon.
Okay. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks so much.
Keep on calling.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike. It's Kilgore Scouts in Bemidji.
Hello, sir.
Hey, I didn't hear. Did anybody get Sherlock Holmes' brother yet?
Someone just did, but what do you have?
Oh, I'm just not quick enough. Mycroft, I think. Markov to Mycroft?
Mycroft, yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, all right. I'll try another one. Shout out to Keech and to the royal family, the Grouchdale Ninjas.
Will do. Yes, yes, indeed. So.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. It's Julie Crabb again.
Yes, Julie.
I'm so happy because I've been listening, and oh, my gosh, I understand everybody's pain in trying to get in, but. The Cormac McCarthy with the father and son is the road.
Yes. Yes.
And I have to tell all y'all, this book is small and powerful, and there's a needle eye of hope. And the movie is even better. Mm-hmm. It's exact. It's, oh my gosh. I just, this is an incredible story. And if you've never read it, you should. And thank you, Mike.
Well, thanks, Julie, for the endorsement for the book and the movie. But you're right. It's not leisure or beach reading, but it is. It's a good story. So.
Yeah. Bye.
Yep. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike. Craig, how are you? Down
Hello,
here in the,
sir.
San Antonio.
San Antonio, brother.
Hey, somebody, I think there was a question about Sherlock Holmes' hobby.
Yeah.
That'd be playing the violin?
No, I got something different, man.
Different? Oh, okay. All right. Well, shout out to Brother Bob in the mean streets of South St. Paul. But yes, yes. He already called in. But all right. Take it easy.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Keep on calling. So.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay, BFD.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, has anyone answered the name of the hotel on The Shining?
Not yet.
Is it The Overlook?
The Overlook Hotel. You are right.
Yes, the Overlook Hotel, yes.
You got it. So where are you calling in from?
Brainerd, Mando's Heroes.
Ah, okay.
Shout out to Conrad. Anyway, there's my shout out. Anyway, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yep.
Bye.
So long. Let's see a couple events here. Support comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center, rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. And support for KXE comes from Grand Rapids Players, presenting The Great Gatsby, September 26th to the 28th and October 3rd through the 5th at The Rife in Grand Rapids, celebrating the 100th anniversary since its original publishing. Friday's Saturday shows are at 7, Sundays at 2. Tickets available at grplayers.com. A couple more questions, and we'll get back to the phones. In The Lord of the Rings, whom did Gollum kill to get his precious? And who was sent by Saruman to summon Gandalf to him? What is the sequel to Alice's Adventures in Wonderland? And where did the Beatles perform their final American concert? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, has the question about The Shining been answered yet?
Someone just got it, but what did you have?
Oh, is it the Stanley Hotel?
That's not the name of the book in the movie, but I think it might be the name in the real life, the pictures and all that.
Okay, yes. Okay. Well, this is one of the field watchers on 9 calling, and I want to shout out to the other field watcher on 9. I'm with a girls group right now in Munising, Michigan, and I'd also like to shout out to Kristen in the camper and Bubbling Mud and the guys in the garage.
All right. Because you're done. All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. Yep. Bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Has anyone answered the name of the hotel in The Shining?
A couple people have, but what do you have?
The Stanley Hotel in Colorado.
The name in the book in the movie is the Overlook Hotel, but I think it's... In real life, it's the Stanley Hotel, but in the book and the movie, it's the Overlook.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're kind of there. Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from South Haven, Michigan.
Michigan.
And I would like to give a shout out to David Simmons from St. Paul, Minnesota for his birthday. Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday to him. So.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I had a question about Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Was that Bilbo Baggins?
No, no. About who did Gollum kill to get his pressure? To get his pressure?
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that's what we were guessing.
I have a different answer here, so...
Oh, well, it was a try.
Yep. So where are you calling in from?
This is actually the Aikyo Islanders, and we're calling in from Itasca State Park. We came up here for the weekend camping to do the Headwaters 100.
Excellent. Thanks for doing that. I just drove by that on our way out here to Bemidji.
So. Yeah, it was a good time. It was a fun event. And then if I could give a shout-out to Justin and Andrea from in Northfield.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Bye. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm afraid I need to maybe correct you again.
Okay.
At the time The Shining was filmed, the name of the hotel that was used as a set was the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado.
Yep, that was the location.
Yeah, well, there is no overlook.
I think it was used in the book and the movie, The Overlook.
Ah, okay.
That's the name of the hotel used in the book, yeah.
Oh,
but it
all
was
right.
At the Stanley. In real life, it's the Stanley. But in the book, yeah. So. Oh, well.
Okay.
Any shout-outs or anything? So.
Well, I've already said hello to the Bogwitch, but I'll do it again.
Okay. Hope they're listening.
All right.
Yep.
So long. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike Berry, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, it's Mojo from the sauna.
Mojo.
I was the fourth caller tonight, the one you couldn't hear, so I've walked across my property over to the other side of the hill so I can get a signal.
Okay, you're remote then.
I was calling in on that pupil question.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to listen because I got to get so far from the radio to get signal. But anyway, I showed out back to Jigs in the Garage and all the good people at Deer Lake Charlie's, and my 7-year-old grandson, Colton, who shot his first grouse today.
Well, hats off to him. So,
yes, a pretty proud little boy.
Okay, no doubt, a big thing today. So, all right.
Yep. All right, thanks, Mike. I'll keep listening.
Thanks, Mojo. Enjoy that doc.
You bet, bud.
Yep.
See ya.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, excuse me. I think I have the answer to the sequel to Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
Is that Through the Looking Glass?
It is. It is.
Okay. This is Janet from Don and Janet. Here we are in Grand Rapids.
Yes.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Jeff and Woodridge.
All right. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you. And thanks for the show.
Yes. Thanks for calling. Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. Did somebody give an answer to the Sherlock Holmes hobby?
No, it's still open.
Is it beekeeper?
Beekeeping, yes. That's what he took up. I mean, he did a lot of things, actually. He had a lot of talents. But beekeeping he took up in retirement.
Wonderful.
So
can I give a shout-out?
Please do.
All my friends in Forest Lake, Minnesota. We're up at Buck Lake in Nashwauk with our handle.
All right. And where are you calling in from? You said?
Buck Lake in Nashwauk, Minnesota.
Okay. All right. Okay. So. Well,
have a good night.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I know I got a question here, or an answer for your question about the Beatles' last performance in the United States.
Yeah.
Candlestick Park, San Francisco.
Yes, you've got it. So.
Terrific.
Where are you calling in from?
The Breezeway in Virginia.
All right.
Well, got a shout out for Kate and Justin.
All right. We'll keep on calling. So.
Thank you very much. We'll do that.
All right. Thanks. Bye. A few more questions here. Which of the words in Bohemian Rhapsody refers to a traditional Italian clown character? Which Greek philosopher was the subject of a number of works by Plato and was given the surname Johnson in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? So the Greek philosopher there. Which children's character is the self-proclaimed strongest girl in the world? In the sport of rowing, if someone's stroke either misses the water or goes deeply in the water, they are said to catch a what? In 1977, Pele played his last game of professional soccer in which U.S. stadium? And who wrote the book The Witches of Eastwick? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, somebody just took my answer. It was the Beatles. The last one was San Francisco.
Yes, Candlestick Park, yeah.
A shout out to Brandy, Joe, and Grant in Northeast Minneapolis. This is the Swan Lake Uru.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah,
so hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Mike. Afton Home for Wayward Youth calling in this evening, and a lovely Saturday evening it is.
Indeed.
You had two questions outstanding on Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Okay. Gollum, originally known as Sméagol, killed his cousin Deagle.
Yes, Deagle. Got it.
Yes. And this one I'm not quite sure about, but I believe Saruman sent Radagast the Round to fetch Gandalf.
You've got it, sir. You got it.
Oh, my goodness. It's just it's a horribly misspent youth reading those things over and over and over.
Nothing misspent about reading, so.
No, I guess not. I'm about due for an annual rereading of them now. Good. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Bill. Keep on calling.
Good night.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. It's Sean from the Sioux Line Crew in Gordon, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Has anybody answered the hobby of Sherlock Holmes yet?
Someone got it, but what did you have?
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, I have two answers. Well, one would be beekeeping.
That's what I had, yeah.
So. Okay, and the other one was fencing. But
mm-hmm. He's a multi-talented
all
guy.
Right. You know. He's a lot of things. Yeah, yeah. Could I give a shout-out?
Please do.
No, to Brian Lammy at the Lammy Landing and Gordon Gang, and then to Rick and Dane of the Pelican Lake Pirates.
Okay, all right.
All right,
we'll
thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. I was calling about Through the Looking Glass.
Yeah.
But that's already taken. But I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I called in earlier about three different times, and it just rang and rang and rang, never put me in queue.
Really?
Is there a reason for that?
Phone stuff. We'll have people look into it. But
that's probably it.
Yeah, that's the general answer, technology. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'll shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake and Donnie from Cedar Island Lake and Calamity Jane and the Dip in the Road.
Well, thank you, Nancy. But keep on calling
okay,
and
thanks,
hopefully
Mike.
You'll get in on that. So. Yep. So. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Yes.
The question about the philosopher?
Yes.
Would that be Socrates?
Yes, the Greek philosopher. Number works by Plato,
right.
And given the name Johnson in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes.
Ironic.
Okay.
So, all right. Any other shout-outs?
No. I'm done for the night.
That's fine.
On the shout-out department.
Okay, we'll keep on calling there. So.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the question about Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Was that Scaramouche?
Scaramouche. Yes, you've got it.
All right. So. This is the crew at Togo Bowl Camp.
Oh, okay, cool. So, excellent. Any shout-outs or anything?
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
Keep on calling.
Bye.
Keep on calling. Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. This is Arthur calling from St. Cloud.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if anyone has answered the cloud question of a planet surrounded by clouds.
A couple of people have, but what do you have?
Is it Jupiter?
No, it was Venus. So.
Oh, okay. And then did anyone answer the question about Bohemian Rhapsody?
Someone just got it, but what do you have?
Is it Galileo?
No, it was Scaramouche.
Ah, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, but keep on calling. Any shout-outs or anything? So.
No, not tonight.
Okay.
But thank you for doing this, Mike.
Keep on. Well, thank you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Yep. So,
yep. Bye.
Bye.
Let's see, who wrote the book The Underground Railroad, released in 2016? The largest barrier reef system in the Northern Hemisphere is mainly off the coast of what country? Other than Canada and Mexico, which two countries are closest to the United States? What is the capital of Costa Rica? Of the 10 most populous countries on Earth, which one comes first alphabetically? And Douglas Hyde was, in 1938, the first president of which country? Who is the only U.S. president whose full name begins with and ends with the same letter? And in what year did the Second World War start? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, did anyone answer the question about the rowing question about?
No, you're the first
paddling
one.
I think that's called catching a crab.
It is. It is. Are you a rower by
okay.
chance?
Okay. No, but I've read Boys in the Boat.
Okay. That counts.
Excellent book.
That counts. So.
Yeah, this is Migrating Warblers again.
Okay. All right.
And if I could, I'd like to give a shout out to Brian, and I hope he's listening.
Sure thing. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike, it's Jeff from Woodridge.
Yeah, Jeff.
All right, so I got scooped on the Scaramouche question.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to correct the pronunciation. I believe it was Socrates in Bill and Ted's.
It's an alternative pronunciation, yes.
And so anyway, while I was waiting, you asked a question about a barrier reef. And what country? Was it Australia?
I've got something different. It's in the northern hemisphere for that, the largest reef system in the northern hemisphere. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, I guess that's me then. If I may, I'd like to do a shout-out back
sure.
to Don and Janet
all right.
and all the other cheesers. And thanks for doing this. Have a good
Thanks, Jeff.
Great weekend.
Yep.
All right. Take
all
care, right. Mike. Bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
I'd like to do a shout-out back sure. to Don and Janet. All right. And all the other cheesers.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. It's Julie, and I'll let it go after this.
No.
So the Witches of Eastwick is John Updike, which is such a good book.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Here's the other thing, too. Mm-hmm. The movie is pretty darn good. And my sister, who can't seem to get in, Betsy Crabb,
yes.
and the other side of Meadowlands says the capital of Costa Rica is San Jose, and she begged me to give her the credit, which I'm giving her now.
Your sister Betsy is correct. So.
Okay. So, also, you don't have to ask for a shout-out because everybody can give a shout-out, and they do it at length. It's awesome.
It is. It is. It's one of the features of the show. I just want to tee it up for some people, or sometimes I might jump in too quick. But yeah, you're right. You're
yeah.
Right. Doing it, so.
And you know, it's okay. I'm not chastising you, my friend.
No.
I'm just saying, hey, everybody will give a shout out, and I'm going to do what Simon always does: shout out to everyone.
That's a good idea. And I can't be chastised. My social IQ is too low, so don't feel bad about that. So.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Julie.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, we had an answer for the Witches of Eastwick, but Julie stole that from us.
She did, took it right out under you from
her. Shouldn't there be rules against her even playing?
No. We have a few rules, but that's not one
know,
of them, you know.
I'm just kidding
all
around.
But, call in.
We do have another answer. The other book, Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
That was written by Colson Whitehead.
Right, you are right. So. And where are you calling in from?
Breezeway in Virginia. And we'd like to do a shout out to Julie Crabb.
indeed. So, all right. Thanks, sir. Keep on calling.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Bye.
Breezeway in Virginia.
Let's see. Back to the phone. We'll get a few more later. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I believe the president that you're looking for with the first initial and first name and last name would be Theodore Roosevelt.
You've got it. Begins with and ends with the same letter, Theodore?
Yeah, and I don't normally give shout-outs, but I have to tonight because I know Keach is a big fan of Randy Bachman, and I saw today it was his Randy Bachman's birthday.
So
happy birthday to him and a shout out to Keach.
Well, indeed, he might be celebrating a little too much because of that news, but
probably that's why he hasn't called in yet.
Yeah, he's been going since this morning.
So
no
since
doubt.
He's not telling everybody, I gotta tell.
Okay, thanks.
Anyway,
for that
this is John from Grand Rapids.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Yep. So.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the reef in the northern hemisphere is
off of Belize.
Yes.
It's called the Blue Hole.
Yes, Belize.
This is Swan Lake Guru, and again, giving shout out to Brandy Joe and Grant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yep. Let's see. A few questions that are still out there. Other than Canada and Mexico, which two countries are closest to the United States? In 1977, Pele played his last game of professional soccer at which stadium? Which children's character is the self-proclaimed strongest girl in the world? That's about it. We'll get some new questions soon, but back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, the countries closest to the U.S.?
Yes.
Has that been answered?
It has not.
I'm going to go with Russia and the Bahamas.
Russia is one, but I've got something different on that second one.
Cuba?
Cuba it is, yes. Russia and Cuba.
I think the Bahamas are a little closer than Cuba.
Let's get out the map. Check it out. But that's what I had, Cuba. So.
Yeah, they're definitely closer.
Okay.
Yeah. All righty.
We'll do that. So any other questions or answers?
No more shout-outs. Just calling from Anoka.
Please do. Keep on. So.
All right.
Thanks. Yep. Bye. We receive support from Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji. Huff's congregation strives to build bridges within the community and welcomes all to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Learn more at headwatersuu.org. And we receive support from Wings Airport Cafe, with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook. Making friends one plate at a time. Let's kick out a few more. What name is used for the navies of Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Mexico? Who's the current governor of Indiana? And who is the current governor of New Mexico? In 1987, Twins pitcher Joe Niekro was suspended for being caught with an emery board and sandpaper in his pocket on the mound. What team was he pitching against in that game? What was Robert Redford's first movie as a director, which won the Academy Award for Best Picture? Parmesan cheese is made from the milk of which animal? And which fruit has a name that comes from the medieval Latin for seeded apple? And one more. Which book includes the first recorded instance of the word Yahoo? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike, by Godberry, how do you do?
Mr. Keach, how are you, sir?
Top notch. Good. I'm coming in hot because I was at a meat raffle all day, and I was also celebrating Randy Bachman's birthday.
As we knew you would. So
yes, and I understand you've been asking some Bill and Ted's questions. Yes. Is there any unanswered?
No. But did you have that one? Who did they call Johnson? You know, that Greek philosopher.
Was it Socrates?
Yes, it was. So.
All right. What else you got? Throw one more at me.
Who is the self-proclaimed strongest girl in the world in the books?
That would be Brandy Jo Bachman from Northeast Minneapolis.
That was the second answer, but there's one ahead of her.
Okay. All right. Well, I need a shout-out to John up there. Who I heard him, and I appreciate the shout-out. And also give me a shout-out to Open Face Sandwich.
No doubt.
Adios.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Mike. World War II started in 1939.
You are correct. Yes. So.
Yeah. I'm too close to that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Shout-out to everybody.
Thanks, Nancy.
Yep. Bye-bye. So,
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello,
you're on the air. Can you hear me?
This is Sean again from the Soo Line crew.
Yeah.
And I have an answer for the
Strongest Girl.
Strongest Girl.
Okay.
Everyone all together.
Pippi Longstocking.
Indeed. You've got it. So.
Excellent. Again, a shout out to the Gordon Gang and to the Pelican Lake Pirates and the gentleman who has a birthday tonight. So, oh, wait, and Julie Crabb, of always.
Indeed.
Always Julie
Love
Crabb.
Love you, Julie.
Yes, yes. All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye. We've cleared quite a few answers out there. How long does Robinson Crusoe spend on the island? And I got to get a few more out there. So one more. We'll do that. So, hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, Mike. Sam the Lakes one more time, then I'll give it a rest. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'd have to support the fella who said the Bahamas. At its closest point, I think the Bahamas is only about 50 miles off, whereas mm-hmm. Cuba, at its closest point, is about 90, something like that. So I'd kind of go for that. Anyway, just for that's... That's my 2 cents worth there. But and then let's see. Oh, I'm going to go for a sports question because I don't normally answer many of those.
Okay.
But it's football or soccer, so I guess it maybe doesn't really count. But anyway, Pelé played his last game at Giant Stadium in New Jersey.
Yes, you're right. So.
Or I think it was an exhibition match or something. It wasn't some special match.
Still counts.
Thank you, sir. Great show. Really do appreciate it. You're the best.
Thanks, Simon.
Yep. Good night.
Yep. Bye. And a couple others. Of the 10 most populous countries on Earth, which one comes first alphabetically? Douglas Hyde was, in 1938, the first president of which country? What name is used for the navies of Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Mexico? Who's the current governor of Indiana and the current governor of Mexico? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, sir. This is Canada calling. Good show so far.
Thanks.
And glad we got the countries aside from Canada and Mexico. I got that one sorted. Yeah, I would have thought it was Cuba too, but I asked AI and apparently the other fellow was right. So I'm going to try the governor of New Mexico.
Yeah.
Is it Michelle Lujan Grisham?
You are correct. Yes.
Awesome. So John in Sudbury, Ontario tonight. And just a shout out to all the regulars and any new callers. And remember to support public media, folks. Thanks very much, Mike.
A good note. Thanks for that. So, yep.
Take care.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I was just calling to answer the Robert Redford movie where he first directed it.
Yeah.
Is it Ordinary People?
It is Ordinary People.
So. Woohoo! Awesome. We want to give a shout-out. This is Ollie's Outpost.
Okay.
And we're going to give a shout-out to Bob Marley down on Tybee Island.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yep. So long. In 1974, which dancer defected from the Bolshoi Ballet while touring Canada? The Disney movie Tangled is based on what fairy tale? The Grand Canyon was carved by which river? What Minnesota county has the most lakes in Minnesota? And which animal sings with its legs? 218-326-1234.
Indiana.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, we got an answer for you.
Yep.
Indiana's governor is Mike Braun.
It is, it is.
Was it right?
You got it. Where are you calling
I'm from? Glad we got it, because we were going to answer the Robert Redford,
okay.
But we're just a couple of ordinary people. We didn't know the answer.
I see what you did there. So.
All right, Mike.
So, and where are you calling in from?
Breezeway from Virginia.
All right. We'll keep on calling. So.
We'll do that. Thank you.
Yep. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
So, hey, thanks, Oli. The movie by Robert Redford that he won an Academy Award was Ordinary People, but she got it before me.
Yeah, yeah, and his first idea as a director, yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah, But Tangled. Yep. Did you say that question again, please?
Yeah, the Disney movie Tangled is based on what fairy tale?
I think it's Rapunzel.
It is Rapunzel.
Sweet! All right, Hondo's Heroes, calling right. from Brainerd.
We'll keep on.
Yeah, change your furnace filters.
Indeed. So, especially now.
Bye.
Yep, thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Bob again.
Yeah.
Hey, did anyone answer the Phil Negro question yet?
The Joe Negro question remains open.
Or Joe Negro, sorry.
Yep. What you got?
Joe Negro was caught with the Emery board against the Angels.
The Angels in Anaheim, no doubt. No doubt.
That's right.
So.
All right, man. Great show as always.
Thanks.
Have a great
Keep
night.
Going. Yep.
All right.
So long.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. It's the Langs in Northfield again.
Yeah.
We got a youngster here who wants to answer the Latin for seeded apple.
Okay.
What do you got, August?
Pomegranate.
The young fella is correct.
Hey, all right, Mike. Thanks. Yeah. This is Langs in Northfield, and we'll give a shout-out back to the IQ Islanders.
Okay. We'll keep on calling.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep. So long.
Hello,
you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. It's the Langs in
Hello.
Hello.
Sean again.
Yeah.
From the Sioux Line crew. Answer for the Latin for apple on the ground, is that pomegranate?
Yes, it is pomegranate. So.
Okay, I actually had another answer from another person here.
Okay.
And it was the animal that...
Not an animal.
Or it was the animal that... sorry. That makes noise with its legs.
Is
it sings with its legs. Is that a cricket?
It is a cricket, yes. Sings with
Woo-hoo!
Its legs.
Woohoo! Good job, Ed. And, I don't know, shout out to everyone, of course.
Indeed, indeed. So you're the smart guy
tonight.
All right, tonight.
Thank you.
Yep, so long. Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the cricket.
Yeah.
It sings with its legs.
It is the cricket. You are correct. So.
Awesome.
And where are you calling in from?
The IKEA Islanders again here. And then I did forget we got Ty and Carly and Britt listening, and also the Curries from Ori.
All right. So.
All right. Thanks much.
Thanks a lot. Yep. So. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. Have you got the answer about the county with most lakes?
You're the first one to call in.
I believe it's Otter Tail.
Otter Tail County has the most lakes in Minnesota. You are correct.
Very good. This is Andy from Vergas.
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the stewards of Star Lake.
All right. Now, Vergas, is that in Otter Tail or still in Becker right there? Or...
No, that's in Otter Tail County.
Just in there. Okay, you're right. So you're a local. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. So.
Thanks for the program.
Yep. So long.
Bye now. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, the animal that sings with its legs, is it a cricket?
It is a cricket, you are right.
Sweet.
So,
shout out to Wolfgang.
Okay.
And this is Shaq Nasty.
All right.
Up in Aiken.
Aiken, all right. Well, thanks for calling in tonight.
Bye.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mr. Barry, I'm calling with a correction.
Okay.
The Joe Negro question, mm-hmm. You had said it was the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Well, I said the Angels
and
of Anaheim.
Back then they were known as the California Angels. So I just wanted to correct you on that. And I don't really care, but my buddy Granty Poo, who you've met,
yes.
He would be the kind of guy to put an asterisk by that and correct you. So... I'm just calling in to let you know you're wrong, and I think you're right, but Granty Poo, that's the kind of fella he is.
Well, he has to step in line. He has to stand in line tonight. So.
Yeah. All right, you're doing a great job. I'll give a shout-out to you and to Granty Poo. Adio.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening again. This is Canada calling.
Yeah.
The... river running through the, or that carved out the Grand Canyon, is that the Colorado River?
The Colorado River is correct.
Beautiful. Okay, good stuff. Good
right.
show.
Thanks.
And, yeah, shout out to everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cool. And let's see, a couple answers out there. Parmesan cheese is made using the milk of which animal? Which book includes the first recorded instance of the word Yahoo? Love that word. In 1974, which dancer defected from the Bolshoi Ballet while touring Canada? Douglas High still out there. The navies of Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Mexico still out there. And the 10 most populous countries on Earth. Which ones comes alphabetically? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, did the question about the dancer who defected while on tour get answered?
You're the first one to call on that.
Sweet. Was it Mikhail Baryshnikov?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So. Of course it was.
Yes.
This is Nicole calling from Lake Winnebogoshish. And a shout-out to Lee in Waukesha and Mercer in Minneapolis.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
You bet.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hey, has the country been answered on the top 10?
No, you're the first one to call on that.
I'm going to guess Brazil.
I've got something different.
Oh, dang. I do have a couple of challenges for you, though, on some other answers, if you're interested.
Sure.
I think historians would argue that World War II started in 1937 with the invasion of China by Japan, and since millions of people died, that's probably the start.
Okay.
Although September 1939 is when the Germans invaded Poland. Okay. And then that reef runs from Yucatan all the way down to Panama, so I don't know which country you would say it belongs to.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've got to check into that, look into that. So.
Yeah, it actually hits an island in Honduras called Roatan, and it's right there on the beach. So
sounds like you've been there.
It's a pretty interesting thing.
So
anyway, I look forward to the answer on the which country it is. This is Clam Bake. Shout out to Scooter and Tube Top and my wife, Hot Pants.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
So, yep.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Is Parmesan from Buffalo?
I've got something different, so.
A cow?
A cow, that's what I had, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was like the Buffalo mozzarella.
Okay, yeah. So.
All right, Ed from Cedar and Lake, shout out to Nancy and everybody else.
Thanks, Ed. Yep, so
long. Thanks, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. I hear somebody already got my answer about Baryshnikov.
Yes.
But I figured I should at least hang on so I could give a shout-out back to the Kilgore Scouts.
Yeah.
We're the Garage Sale Ninjas.
Royalty.
And shout-out to everybody else listening tonight. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in. So.
You bet. Good night.
So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Nope. Let's try that again. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, could you clarify the question about Yahoo?
Yes. Which book includes the first recorded instance of the word Yahoo?
Well, obviously that's Gulliver's Travels.
Yes, it is. You got it. They got it, so.
Yahoo!
Yes, the human-like creatures.
Hondo's Heroes.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll keep
awesome.
On,
thank you.
Keep on calling it. Yep.
Right on.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Mike. This is Kilgore Scouts again.
Yeah.
And because of the delay here, I heard the person just before me was asking about the Yahoo questions. I don't know if he got it.
He did, but what do you have?
Shoot. Well, I had two guesses. I don't know which one might have been. I might be wrong on both of them. We're thinking either Gulliver's Travels or possibly H.G. Wells' Time Machine.
It is Gulliver's Travels. So.
Oh, first guess was right, but we missed it by one.
Stick with your instinct.
All right. Well, shout out back to the Garage Sale Ninjas who just called in a minute ago. And everybody out there, great show today, Mike.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Keep on calling.
Okay, bye.
Yep, bye. Okay, this is 91.7 KXE Grand Rapids, 90.